Grace, peace, and mercy to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text as indicated is from the epistle. Please be seated. Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, yes, Jesus will return on the last day. That is certain and that is sure. Jesus himself promised it in Matthew 24, Mark 13, and Luke 21. At his ascension, the angels told the disciples in Acts 1 that this same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven. Yes, there will be a last day. And on that day, Jesus will be revealed in glory. He will judge the living and the dead. He will separate the sheep from the goats. When will this take place? Can I give you the exact day, month, or year? I can't. Because Jesus doesn't say. Instead, he says categorically in Matthew 24, no one knows about that day or hour, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. You and I cannot calculate the last day and when it will take place. And so the blessed apostle tells us in the text, now, brethren, about dates and times, we do not need to write to you. In other words, regarding dates and times, we're not going there. Don't even try it. Don't even ask us about it. But that day will come. And it will come, as the text says, like a thief in the night, just as Jesus himself preached in Matthew 24. What's the point about thief in the night business? The point is this, that you cannot calculate when the last day will come. And so, brothers and sisters, it's time to knock off the guessing when. And it's high time. And I warn you about this. It is high time for all of us to stop listening to the false preachers on the TV and the radio, the blogosphere, and in books who predict when the last day will take place. I'm serious about this. Any preacher or Bible teacher that says that the last day will take place at such and such a date is a false preacher. A false teacher. He or she is a wolf in sheep's clothing. So stop listening to these people and start listening to the Lord Jesus and his blessed apostle who writes in today's text. He says, for you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. When everyone least expects his coming in glory, that's when it will take place. And the last day when it comes, oh, it will hit the world hard. Like you women who've experienced it. Like when the agonizing labor pains hit you. And you know the delivery is at hand. So too, the last day. The text says, while people are saying peace and safety. In other words, everything's okay, everything's well, nothing to worry about. We've got everything under control. The text then says, destruction will come upon them suddenly. Suddenly. All of a sudden, with surprising suddenness, God's inescapable wrath will come upon all unbelievers. Unbelievers. They didn't want to believe in Jesus as the Savior. They refused to receive holy baptism. They purposely closed their ears to the preaching of the gospel, and they lived as if Good Friday and Easter Sunday were nothing. They were too busy living only for the now, too caught up in the idolatry of themselves. Oh, they heard a preacher, but they considered him to be a false one. And the preacher is their own voice. And they lie to themselves, oh, that preacher, that Coleman, he's an idiot. He's an idiot. I'm not going to listen to him. I'll do whatever I want. Who does this Coolman think he is warning me about my unbelief? I'll show him. I'll stay away and I'll worship myself. And I'll call myself the most religious person that the world has ever known. After all, I've built up a pretty good life for myself and I've accomplished quite a bit. And so unbelievers who ignore our Lord's warnings about the last day will ignore it to their eternal detriment. To their eternal damnation. And therefore the judgment will be as Jesus says in Matthew 25, depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels, and they will go away to eternal punishment. In Paul's second letter to the Thessalonians, he says about this punishment for the unbeliever, he says, this will happen. When the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven in blazing fire with his powerful angels, he will punish those who do not know God and who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. They will be punished with everlasting destruction and shut out from the presence of the Lord and from the majesty of his power. 2 Thessalonians 1, 7 through 9. Both our Lord and his apostles speak of hell and damnation as a real thing. So, too, be warned. There is a hell, and there is damnation. But one of the most popular, trendy, jeans and polo shirt megachurch pastors in the United States, his name is Rob Bell. He pastors Mars Hill Bible Church in Michigan. You know what he teaches? He teaches that there is no such thing as hell or eternal damnation. In fact, he wrote a best-selling book about it. It's best-selling. It's called Love Wins. Rob Bell is a false teacher. He is a false preacher. Do not listen to him or other megachurch wannabe pastors. And warn others about these wolves in sheep's clothing. For those who refuse to believe in Jesus and receive his gifts of salvation, for those who would insist on forgiving themselves and being their own God, the last day judgment will be damningly hellacious. Paul says in the text today, he says, they will not escape. Now, what about you? Well, you have observed from the text that the Lord's last day coming does not call for calculating curiosity, but rather vigilance and sobriety for nothing less than your salvation, your eternal life, with or without Christ, is at stake too. And so what about you who are died for and baptized Christians? Listen to Paul's words, his exhortation, for they are based on the Lord's words in Matthew 24, Mark 13, and Luke 21. Again, the words in today's text are, you are all sons of light and your sons of the day. We do not belong to the night or to the darkness. So, he says, Paul says, let us not be like others who are asleep, but let us be alert and self-controlled, putting on faith and love as a breastplate and the hope of salvation as a helmet. For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. Are you living as sons of the light, sons of the day, or are you asleep? That is to say, have you become spiritually insensitive? Are you bored with God's word? Are you apathetic to the preaching of Christ's death and resurrection for you and for your salvation? Would you rather be doing something else than receiving the most holy body and blood of Jesus with his promise of forgiveness? Do you live outside of your baptism by doing dark deeds? Are you dipping your toes in the pool of the dark side? Are you gratifying your sinful nature at every turn? Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, I'll let Paul say it. He spells out the dark deeds in Romans 13. Orgies, drunkenness, sexual immorality, debauchery, dissension, and jealousy. Penn State, anyone? Lindsay Lohan, anyone? Kim Kardashian, anyone? Before Jesus reveals himself in glory on the last day to judge the living and the dead, there is still time. There is still time for all of us to repent. And this is precisely Paul's point when he says, we do not belong to the night or to the darkness, so then let us not be like others who are asleep, but let us be alert and self-controlled. Brothers and sisters, there is time before it is too late for you to repent, to daily turn from your sin, from gratifying your sinful flesh 24/7, 365, and daily turn to Jesus, who died and rose from the grave for your salvation. You, for whom Jesus died and to whom he has given his Spirit, then, are to battle against your sin that so stubbornly hangs around your neck. And it is a battle to the death. Your sin, my sin that I commit, is daily to be put to death. Our old Adams and our old Eves are to be drowned and die with all of our sin and evil desires. And so Jesus has given you armor and a helmet in this serious struggle, the breastplate of faith and love, and the helmet of salvation's hope. Faith and love, the hope of salvation. The faith is faith in Jesus, and faith is the new man, the new woman, the new creation, wrought by Christ's word. He has won your salvation on the cross by taking all of your sin in his body and answering for all of it. And until you die and are buried 6 feet under, or if you're alive on the last day, you are to use Jesus, the hope of your salvation, against your sin. You do that by hearing and believing his word of forgiveness. And for that, he's given you his name in baptism, and he continually gives you his body and blood in the sacrament. And when you go to the Lord's Supper, I don't know if you realize this, folks, but when you go to the Lord's Supper, you do stand before the white judgment seat throne of Christ. The sacrament of the altar is judgment day ahead of time. It is judgment day in miniature. For at the altar, Jesus comes. He comes with all his angels, the archangels, and all the company of heaven, and he renders a judgment. And what is his judgment? It's this. You're forgiven. I died for you. Proof, eat and drink my body and blood. It is the foretaste of the heavenly feast to come. Finally, in the text, Paul says, God did not appoint us to wrath. He's not angry with you. He loves you for Christ's sake. You'll only receive his wrath if you insist on it. You know, like the guy in the parable today who buried his talent and sadly believed that his master is unjust. God did not appoint us to wrath, but rather to receive salvation through Jesus Christ, our Savior. And so come to the sacrament. There, with repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and blood on the cross. Remember, that's the prayer of thanksgiving right before we take communion. And so it's no wonder then that Paul says, encourage one another and build each other up. Encourage your fellow members of Trinity, your family, your friends, to come and receive Christ's gifts. For here is where the edification is needed, both now and forever. So that, as the text says, whether we are awake or asleep, when Jesus returns in glory on the last day, we may live together with him in the everlasting light and light of heaven. In the name of Jesus. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.